we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We have a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about the white flag science has thrown up regarding superbugs. Yeah, we're going to talk about that, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We're hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. Our devotional puts us in 1 Thessalonians 5, and it says, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and the helmet and the hope of salvation." Yeah, that armor of God. And we are of light. And you know what? Darkness and light can't coexist. So we are to be light. And here's one thing I know. The enemies of God and this crazy liberal modern day church underestimate the power of prayer. So don't let you estimate the power of prayer. Pray without ceasing. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, they say cancer is striking more young people. Doctors are alarmed and baffled. All right, here's a case. Millen Keen, 27, she was studying for the bar exam, preparing to move to New York City in June. But then she started throwing up blood. She learned days later she had gastric cancer. So she postponed the bar exam. She had brain fog from chemotherapy. Kind of hard to do legal work when you have that. Surgeons removed her stomach in December, and she's coming to terms with how this all is going to impact her life, her diet, her health, and even her dating life. So cancer is hitting more young people in the United States and around the world. It's got doctors scratching their head. Diagnosis rates in the United States rose in 2019 to 107.8 cases per 100,000 people that were under 50 years of age. But now it's up 12.8% more, according to federal data. So the study in the British Medical Journal of Oncology last year said that there was a sharp global rise in cancers in people under the age of 50. The highest rates were in North America, Australia, and Western Europe. What you want to bet that COVID shot had maybe something to do with that. All right, last but not least in the quack report, at least 309 infections and 16 escape pathogens are linked to lab accidents. So between 2000 and 2021, 16 pathogens reportedly escaped from research laboratories. This is a new study that got published in The Lancet journal called Microbe, and it's the study, the author said that their findings may only represent the tip of the iceberg. Wow. A team of researchers surveyed peer review articles online that had reports in English, Chinese, and German. They were looking for indicators of pathogen accidentally escaping from a lab, and that the infection was determined to be a laboratory-acquired one during the study period. In addition, 16 episodes of pathogenic escapes, researchers found 309 instances that they were lab-acquired infections that caused 51 different pathogens. Long and short of it, there was at least one death, and 13% caused viruses, 7% parasites, and a little over 1.5% fungi. And one was prion. 1% was a prion agent, all escaping from labs. 8 of the cases were fatal. 6 of the deaths were caused by the bacteria. And they also determined that the breaches were biosafety risk mitigation procedures, which included using the wrong personal protective equipment, having inadequate training, and mishandling samples. So we did a show on that, Frank, years back, on how safe our, pathogen labs are in the United States. It wasn't pretty. Still isn't, apparently. And that wraps the quack report. Yeah, It's stunning, isn't it? Some of those safety protocols that are just words on paper. Nobody seems to do anything. All right, we're going to talk about the white flag science has thrown up regarding superbugs, because science seems to be surrendering with regard to the battle against drug-resistant bacteria, or known as superbugs. Now, according to the research in January 2024 from York University in Toronto, Canada, science has accepted that bacteria will mutate, resist antibiotics, and it's just going to be part of the evolutionary process mankind has to accept. So this does not change the fact that the world has a tough challenge of dealing with drug-resistant pathogens, which, you know, brings us to the Global Strategy Lab, which their job is to find out a radical shift to help tackle the superbug issue. They call it their socio-ecological challenge, or war on superbugs, that can't be won. And they are looking for ways to live with the problem. Here is a quote from Isaac Weldon. He's a researcher at York University in Toronto, Canada. His research and others did appear in the journal of Perspectives on Politics, January 2024. He says this, "For the past 100 years, we've tried to address antimicrobial resistance like a medical problem, but we haven't really made much progress in actually mitigating the deeper drivers of the issue," end of quote. So medicine says, well, we made our bed, we might as well lie in it, kind of thing. So according to the research, our real problem of superbugs stems from several things, they say. Bacteria, viruses, and fungi have a tendency to evolve. Also, the acceleration of that process through human interventions like over-reliance and misuse of antibiotics, as well as the routine use of antibiotics in our livestock industry. So, compounded there. Isaac Weldon goes on to say, global data from 2019 showed more than 1 million deaths a year directly related to antimicrobial resistance. Well, that was back in 2019. It's way up now. So, I did look at some research from Europe a while back, and what they were doing is they were discontinuing the massive use of antibiotics in their livestock industry. And then they actually saw a gradual decline in bacterial infections in animals and humans. Isn't that interesting? But they say this is an urgent threat. So while one side of science is kind of giving up on the war against deadly bacteria, the other side is sounding the alarm that mankind is under a serious and urgent threat. Now, in 2023, the Global Strategy Lab set up a policy accelerator, and it was funded with $8.7 million in grant money from the Wellcome Trust, and they were trying to address the mutating bacteria issue. So the researchers stated that technology combined with antimicrobial drugs is still not the answer to the problem. Isaac Welburn says this, "What we're currently doing is treating symptoms only and not the cause of mutating bacteria. Using only technology and drug therapy, science would need to operate at an unsustainable speed to keep up with the mutating microbes since they are evolving faster than drug development. Minimizing drug resistance is the best that we can hope for," end of quote. Now, University of Leeds in England, the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, and the University of Hamburg in Germany, they weighed in on this. They also had an article in the Lancet Infectious Disease Journal, June 2023, and they said, "In 2017, the World Health Organization declared antimicrobial resistance one of the top 10 public health threats facing humanity and called for national action plans to tackle the threat. More than 100 countries responded with policy plans that were, quote, inadequate in monitoring and evaluating the problem. They said simply developing a national action plan may not necessarily mean a country is more prepared to respond to the threat," end of quote. Yeah, when you run into those pathogens, Frank, you can say, hey, you want to see my policy plan? Yeah, like that's going to help. Well, currently we are told there's 4.95 million deaths a year now from mutating pathogens, and science cautions that tens of millions will die if solutions are not created to replace the drugs that will no longer work. Now, 6 years have passed since the WHO launched their global plea for solid solutions, and nothing adequate has materialized. But the stakes are high, they say. The lack of cooperation within drug companies and politics seems to produce a major snag in addressing the issue. The problem is most likely centered around money. We're going to get to that. Here's a quote from Kazem Attal. He's a researcher at Infectious Disease Epidemiological Science School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine in London. He says this, antimicrobial resistance is a wicked problem, as conflicting priorities exist among the intricate web of stakeholders, end of quote. So aside from the drug companies and politicians, who are the stakeholders? Well, there's a list. Clinicians, or your physicians, is on the list. Pharmacists, microbiology labs, medical schools and teaching hospitals, as well as clinics and regular hospitals, veterinarian sector, the animal husbandry sector, government pharmaceutical management agencies, drug monitoring surveillance sector, procurement, storage and distribution businesses, research and academia, regulation and safety sector, external partners, public health programs, patients or consumers, the financial sector, as well as various civil society organizations and the media, because the media takes advertising from the drug companies. All right, so Kazem goes on to say, we don't have human-centered perspective among decision makers and governments for better health, end of quote. Well, don't mince words there, Kazem. Just say it like it is. So they're saying we need global governance. So getting the world to cooperate is the challenge with all the moving parts involved, and it's a massive endeavor. The Ministry of Health and the cooperation with the Ghana React Project and the WHO office in Ghana, they issued a report in 2013 on how the world should fix this problem. The React Project suggested, get this, a rational use committee, not national, but a rational use committee should be formed and people appointed to manage the interest and power of the stakeholders. And they want to appoint pretty much the very same health professionals that prescribed the drugs which created the problem. So we already have the following committees: Drug and Therapeutics Committee, Infectious Prevention and Control Committee, Clinical Microbiology Lab Committee, Pharmacy and Therapeutics Committee, and the Healthcare Epidemiological Committee. So we already have those committees. Yeah. Add another one. The REACT Project and the Ministry of Health in West Africa said this in 2013, stakeholders play an important role on the agenda setting stage, the technical collaborations, as well as the consensus building stages of the policy process. They must be managed considering their interest and power, end of quote. Kazem weighs in again. He says, we emphasize the importance of strong governance and anti-corruption for better health context. Yeah. Anti-corruption. Well, the European Pharmaceutical Review reported in January 2021 that the annual revenue of global antibiotics alone was more than $47 million. They projected the revenue would be $58.8 million by 2027. And these projections don't include antiviral and antifungal drug sales. Therefore, whatever committee oversees the global management of such drugs, they're going to be heavily influenced by money. The nature of man is corrupt, and 58 million can buy a whole lot of influence. So the U.S. Antibiotic market alone is projected to bring in about 20 million of the drug sales in 2027. So out of that 58.8 million global sales, the U.S. accounts for about 20 million of it. Now that's a lot of money. Stakeholders would kind of have to kiss goodbye for the sake of sustainable world health. And I don't see them doing that. So they are going to form committees. They're going to go to meetings. They're going to maybe even report to Congress, talking about global management goals, but nothing's going to change. 10 years have passed from the first published reports on the global consensus on the problem, and no progress has been implemented. So I once worked at a neurological clinic, and after we added two new physicians at the practice, there was a need for extra office staff. So after doctor hospital rounds in the morning, the office does become busy in the afternoon with patient appointments. So doctors were entering the clinic to see their patients, and I was taking patients back to exam rooms, and the phone was ringing off the hook. So the head physician asked me, who is answering the phone? Well, we walked up the hall to the front office, and the manager, which is the doctor's wife, she was sitting at her desk. She wasn't answering the phone. It was just ringing, ringing, ringing. And the doctor asked his wife, why wasn't she picking up the phone since I was busy with patients? And here's her response. We have an ad in the paper for a receptionist. So similarly, there's a problem with the drug-resistant bacteria, and we'll see if we can form a committee. Yeah. We got an ad in the paper. We're going to form a committee. Policymakers, drug manufacturers, and other stakeholders. Well, you get a committee going, they're also going to deflect questions to those on the committee. It's under advisement. You'll have to ask the committee. So instead of the white flag, well, the stakeholders, well, they've hoisted up the pirate skull and crossbones flag. And this ship has sailed and may never dock again. 58 million bucks globally. Think about it. I don't know. Can you wrap your brain around 50 million? 58 million? Even 20 million? What does that look like? Well, obviously, God may consider it blood money. So the persistent problem is that bacteria, fungus, and viruses can mutate and become resistant to the drug therapy. And most of the drugs are pretty simple in function, and they're often no match for a complex pathogen. That's why the drugs can no longer work. So the human immune system, though, is very complex, and when you support your immune system with nutrition, it can defend against pathogens. And the immune system has the ability to adapt antibodies for mutated pathogens, making it less likely to fail at killing the infection. So we should ask, what are we doing to support and assist our immunity and avoid anything that suppresses immunity like aspirin and Tylenol? And there are also medicinal herbs that are known to support the immune system and are antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal in nature. One example is garlic. And, you know, Frank's going amen over there. He's a big garlic guy. Now, the other thing is you want to avoid GMOs due to the inflammatory response they create in the body, burdening your immune system. Read your labels so carefully. If your box label on whatever you're looking at says, contains engineered ingredients, oh, I say run. Do not buy that. I wouldn't buy that. So if you're interested in figuring out what tools you can use medicinally, herbally, that will help your immune system out. Well, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a variety of immune support herbal formulas. They have organ cleanses, metabolic strengthening products. You'll be empowered. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. The Power Herbs. ThePowerHerbs.com. And they also have a new free catalog that's available. Request yours if you haven't got one yet. We are still mailing out. We had such a list for this catalog. We are still mailing those out. So if you haven't gotten yours, please be patient. Once we get it in the mail, it can take 7 to 10 days to get to you. So if you haven't gotten your catalog by the end of January, definitely give us a call, and we may have to resend one to you. But hopefully you'll get it. Also, if you're on the website, thepowerherbs.com, don't hesitate to sign up for the free online newsletters. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays. The Health Quest goes out on Fridays. And it's packed full of information you're not going to get anywhere else. So, for instance, in tomorrow's issue of the Health Quest, there's going to be an important link. It's an interview to it's an interview on the WHO's new powers to be voted on in May. Regarding global health and limiting your options. So if you want to know what they're doing, whatever it is, a treaty or something, you definitely want to be aware and educated about what's happening. So you can be prepared. Definitely be prepared, because there's some European Union countries that are doing without a lot of medicinal plants, government-wise. They've already dictated what they can and cannot have. So hopefully that doesn't come to America. But if it does, you should be prepared for that as best as you can. And the Power Herbs can help you get stocked up. And your shelf life on your herbal liquids is 10 years and your powders 5. So you'll have a little bit of shelf life there. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to have to take a little break. But more on the other side. Be right back.
Bumble and the Stingers, Mop the Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang and Eddie, Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deep, purple satisfaction, baby, baby, got it, gimme, getting hot, and Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my beast of Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama, Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous, Archer, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Pop it, Fats, back and Finger, Pop it,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. Awesome. Taking us back. Yeah, we're all going to be dancing to the WHO music if we're not careful. All right, we're going to be talking about our biological age. And, I know some of you out there say, I know how old I am. I don't need to know that. But you would want to know what authorities think about your age. That's important. So our environment does influence health, and the COVID lockdowns is a good example of having a negative result on mental health. A recent study in the Journal of Science Advances said that long-term exposure to greenery or nature can help us live longer. So we all know what the word lifespan means, but now science is using that word interchangeably with the word health span. So the research on lifespan has increased as statistics on mortality and longevity have declined over the last 3 or 4 years. So they're using bioage markers. So according to the December 2021 report in the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Science, they are looking at human biological age markers. Science is using these as predictors for information that could be leveraged or sold to many areas such as your health affordability, your health and life insurance companies. It could be used as a death prediction. It could be used to predict your health risks. It could be used to estimate your remaining years of life and the cost it's going to take to keep you alive. And also, it's going to be used for your social score when they launch that big thing, and used for by artificial intelligence as a diagnostic and treatment tool. So this information is seen as cutting edge, a breakthrough, and will have a very profound impact on research and clinical care. Now, for example, if medications are in short supply, patients with the best outcomes of care will receive the drug therapy. However, at the end of the day, these biomarkers can only provide a biological age estimate. However, science is going to promote it as a sure thing with a high accuracy rate. And as you can ascertain, this will have far-reaching implications. So what are the markers they're using? Well, according to the science, they're using five groups of aging biomarkers that are supposedly able to offer an accurate biological age. Now, on the flip side, drug companies are concerned with this assessment on the biomarkers as it can impact your drug therapy. So the best interest of the drug companies is to not prevent or reverse aging or to prohibit drug therapy from people who, under certain biomarker protocols, would not qualify for the drugs that they're selling. So just imagine clinical care being decided upon a biomarker estimate. And the biological age predictor can be profound indeed. So the five groups are your telomeres, which are distinctive structures that are found at the ends of your chromosomes. Specifically, the length of the telomere is what science looks at as we age. They tend to get shorter. So the shorter your telomeres, that's a biomarker that, you know, your lifespan's pretty short. Composite biomarkers, which are indicators of how your immune system is functioning. And your DNA methylation, and this is a heritable epigenetic marker, a ring of DNA, also called epigenetic clocks. And methylation chemically has a lot to do with how your body is also assimilating protein and foods and nutrients from foods. Also, transcriptional predictors of your biological age are called gene expression, and they also look at functional age predictors like your chronological age itself. This is a quote from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, December 2021. They said, "Each of these tools has unique capabilities and limitations. For this reason, the most robust option for a future researcher is likely the inclusion of multiple biomarkers of aging based on those unique features." So, you know, you've heard me say half the truth is still a whole lie. Well, a lot of this is, you know, you hear the stuff they only want you to hear. What'd you say, Frank? And none of these markers can be checked at home. We just have to take their word for everything. Well, yeah. This research has been ongoing since 2017 for this. They've been trying to develop this for your big data systems, artificial intelligence, and everything else. All right, so let's look at the global age. Science has been actually tracking human age for a while, and with upcoming technology and the status quo is going to change. So with the rise in your healthcare, the longer people live and the more expensive care is going to be. And in some countries, the elderly outnumber the younger generation and have what is called a global aging trend. Japan, for instance, is one such country. Some cultures value their elders and others do not. So the new view on aging is that although it is a natural process and it is seen as an expensive financial burden and it impairs biological your functions, so you start to, as you get age, you may need help in everyday tasks. Therefore, the pace of aging, they say, must be assessed. Why would you want them to assess the pace of aging? Well, they want to be able to predict, qualify your life evaluation, and look at your societal benefit establishment. So your social score, you know, are you benefiting society? If you're not contributing to society, your social score goes down. When I report on this stuff, Frank, the whole thing that goes through my head is that Logan's Run movie back in the 70s, where, you know, they killed you at the age of 40. There was nobody over the age of 40. Remember that? He said the only way to win that at the big pharma government game is not to play it. Go herbal. Yeah. Go natural. Good point, Frank. Absolutely. You know, and the thing is, you know, you buy into, what is it, Medicare? And, you gotta do certain things to qualify for Medicare. And what are those certain things? Some people sign up for it and not even know what that is. You gotta buy a drug card. And all kinds of things. Okay, so these are age assessment tools that they're using. And it's all going to eventually be monitored by artificial intelligence. The future allotted age of citizens will trend toward a medical exit plan. And overall health is abysmal and care too expensive. If that's the scenario, then certain societal protocols are going to take place. In other words, you know, they're going to mandate certain things. So the social score network will dictate the fate of the elderly, is put in another way. So this is what science says about age evaluation. This is from Molecule Aspects of Aging, December 2022. They said routine clinical assessments of the pace of aging must measure age-related changes and must be simple, accurate, non-invasive, and inexpensive. And they must rely on modifiable criteria that could be used as therapeutic targets, end of quote. So euthanasia is a therapeutic target. So the elderly will have frequent screenings with age calculators and update on their status, and it can be used for health strategies and if they are warranted or not. And this could also occur on a very subtle level when older patients just go to see their general practitioner. They may not know they're being screened and their age assessment being done. So the science is leaving no stone unturned here. This global age trend assessment will include epidemiological features to measure how your environment impacts your health and aging. So just imagine it could be to the point where they're saying where you're living is not good for your health and demand that you move or you're not going to get care. Stuff like that. So science has also been looking into elements that could reverse aging. So one published report in the Journal of Science Advances showed that where we live can impact our aging process. So this was Science Advances, June 2023. They said our study shows that being near green spaces caused some biological or molecule changes that can be detected in our blood. They go on to say biological age really depends on what we do every day, including what we eat and how physically active we are and how many toxins we encounter, right? So living in areas that have green spaces, they say, will help you age slower. Rural areas with green trees and fields reduce your stress on the body and helps you age at a slower pace. So science has seen the reversal on studies such as in blood work. So your green spaces can modify gene expression, they say, which science uses as a predicting age tool as well. So, so they'll have in medical records what is called a life plan. And this is what they're moving towards if they haven't already started implementing it in other areas. So life should end when God says it does. So we live in an age, though, of total control. So manage stress better in these stress-filled times. Take long walks in the woods. Praise God while you're on your walk as the spiritual connection with your Creator improves your health. And pray nonstop. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. So herbs that I like to use, though, for stress management, to relieve stress on the body, take tension away without sedating you, is one is valerian root, the other one's lobelia. So valerian root will help take tension off the nervous system, but again, won't sedate you. And lobelia takes tension out of the muscular system, and you're still coordinated. You can still do your normal routine. So a lot of these herbs have natural vitamins and minerals and protein in them that will support nervous system function to help you cope better with stress. One of the products that we like to use is called Body Foundation Food Mix, and it's got your minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and proteins, and you just take a little scoop of this powder and you stick it in a smoothie or your favorite juice, or you can put it in water. And it kind of bridges the gap where you may be missing in your diet. So it's a nice to have. It also gives you a lot of pep and energy on a cellular level, and people are better able to cope with stress during their day. So, and don't forget, natural B vitamins is very helpful for the nervous system to help you cope with stress, and the Body Food Mix has some natural versions of that. So the powerherbs.com, if you want to check it out, the Body Food Mix is under the Energy tab. The Valerian and the Relaxation are going to be under the Depression, Anxiety, Panic Attack area. So those are great for that as well, the Power Herbs. Or give them a call and get a catalog if you don't have the internet. The number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And if you want to get the newsletter, do sign up online. You have to have email to get the newsletter, though. You just go to the website, The Power Herbs, click on Books and Newsletters, and sign up there. Okay, so we're going to talk about some benefits to certain herbs for the liver. Some people have cholesterol problems. Some people have all kinds of metabolic problems that may be pointing to the liver not feeling so well. So it's the largest organ of the body. It's the liver. It has a lot of responsibilities. It has to help change food into energy while it neutralizes poisons, things like alcohol and prescription drugs. It helps with your digestion process, and it helps with blood sugar. So you have normal function. Healthy liver helps make these functions better. Modern medicine wishes it could offer patients a good liver aid, but they really don't have one. But God has one. It's called milk thistle. So there are a lot of things that can put your liver at risk. Viruses like hepatitis, medications, alcohol, other types of poison, even cancer. So liver disease can scar the liver and cause cirrhosis, scar tissue. That's about 80% of the cases of cirrhosis of the liver are preventable. So the sure signs of a liver being sick is you may have yellowing of the skin, known as jaundice. About 10 out of 100,000 people die from chronic liver disease. And again, it's avoidable. More than 2 million Americans have alcohol-related liver disease. So that works out to about 30,000 deaths a year from the disease. And we're told that there's 3.5 million suffering from hepatitis C, causing approximately 12,000 deaths each year. And some are within scientific medicine saying that there's no such thing as hepatitis C. I've heard that from Dr. Joseph Mercola. It's all made up. So hepatitis B affects 46,000 and increases the risk of liver cancer by about 100%. It causes about 5,000 deaths a year. So a very disturbing statistic is your liver, when you get transplants, they're on the rise in children. So if you contract hepatitis, your physician can only advise you to rest, refrain from anything that can further damage the liver, such as drinking alcohol or taking drugs or smoking. And if you have cirrhosis of the liver, the most your doctor can do is offer you some relief from its complications. So, but if you eat something poisonous, like poisonous mushrooms, your doctor can, all he could do is wait for the fatal consequences to happen. But modern science refuses to look at herbs to protect the liver. So there was this test where they fed rats poisonous mushrooms, and another group of rats, they fed poisonous mushrooms. They had two groups. One group of rats that were going to die from the poisonous mushrooms didn't get any help at all, no aid. The other group, they gave milk thistle, and they didn't die. So the milk thistle helps the liver neutralize the poison in the mushrooms. Yeah. So, also chemotherapy drugs cause inflammation in your liver, and doctors, have to discontinue the treatment if that happens. They have very limited knowledge about milk thistle. So sometimes some doctors like Kara Kelly, New York Presbyterian Hospital, she knows milk thistle will remove that inflammation from the liver. So she prescribes that for her patients that are getting chemo. So radiation's not a good thing for the liver, for any part of the body. So now in 2007, some research, they discovered that milk thistle has anti-cancer effects. So the plant compounds suppress the growth of cancer cells, according to the research, and the study results were published in the World Journal of Gastroenterology. Researchers were trying to isolate milk thistle compounds so they could make a drug for it for things like hepatitis B, cirrhosis of the liver, and cancer of the liver. Of course, their versions would also deliver side effects, but you already have milk thistle. I'm thinking to myself, why reinvent that wheel? So milk thistle will reduce the number of cancer cells, stop the spread of cancer cells, stop the replication of cancer cells, and alter the cell's structure and increase the death of cancer cells. Now, I personally know of a person that stunned their doctor. The doctor was unsure why the cancer cells were doing that. They had never seen anything like it. The cancer cells were like shrinking, shriveling up, and atrophying, which never happens, according to them. Now, there's some biological compounds in your milk thistle. They've been used over the centuries for folk remedies, of course, for liver disease down through the centuries. It's very safe. It's well tolerated by the body. There aren't any side effects. And it helps protect the liver from alcohol injury and drug toxicity. So this is a University of California, Dr. Ki Hu, physician of hepatology. He said that they would love to manufacture a refined version of the chemical in milk thistle for prescription use. Well, I'm sure you would, Doc, but you would change it when you do that, and it wouldn't be the same. So there's lots of options out there. People need to research their options, and you'll probably stun your doctor in the process. There's also research here that milk thistle is very good for colon cancer. This was Biomedical Sciences in St. Louis University. They said the combination of herbs and photochemicals inhibit the cancer cells from multiplying and spreading. In addition, the cancer cells underwent a high amount of cell death to kill the cancer. This is an alternative therapeutic approach to cancer treatments to avoid the toxicity of chemotherapy. And I do believe that these plant chemicals can be an effective treatment in preventing colon cancer, according to Dr. Ezekiel. Wow. So that research wound up in the Journal of Cancer in 2016. Milk thistle was a star, a big star, a rock star, if you will. Also, they also know milk thistle helps you control your sugar levels. So if you've been struggling with that, this was published in the Journal of Phytotherapy Research in 2006. The antioxidants in the plant, they found, lowers your sugar that binds to the blood and reduces fasting blood sugar levels. Milk thistle does all that. I also found in 2015, Max Planck Institute in Munich, milk thistle helps with brain tumors. This was in the Journal of Nature Medicine. They said the psilocybin in the milk thistle is the major active compound we found with an outstanding safety profile in humans, which is really already being used in the treatment of liver disease. So this, they were looking at using it for brain tumors. So is it a coincidence that there are 500,000 gallbladders removed each year because of sick livers not able to detoxify your system, and you get sick with gallbladder disease because your liver and your gallbladder kind of work together in tandem? So if your liver's sick, your gallbladder most likely be sick, and vice versa. So I like to use milk thistle and barberry bark for those two organs. If you want to learn this stuff, it's not hard. And you pick up some knowledge and some tools that are very basic and easy and non-toxic. And, you know, do what the white coats can't. Be empowered. Yeah, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you their new catalog. It's absolutely free. You can request one online at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or visit thepowerherbs.com. And when you're looking at cleanses, on the website and in the catalog, they're listed in the order in which you do them, so they kind of make it easy for you. So you want to cleanse in such a way as you work with your system, and this avoids you reabsorbing toxins as you cleanse. And by the way, you only do one cleanse at a time. You don't do full body cleanses. That's insane. So, because cleansing can be taxing to your system. You could be super sensitive to certain things. Toxins that are coming out. I've known people that are doing cleansing the very smart way can even have old injuries flare up. It just seems to be more achy. And that's normal. It's called a healing crisis, basically. So there's ways to do it, the smart and safe way. I would check out the catalog, see what your herbal options are for cold and flu and snake bites and heart attacks and all kinds of things. Yeah, there's tools. And you didn't know they were there. Well, now you do. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Do sign up for the newsletters. You'll get empowering information free each week in your email. You go to ThePowerHerbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up there for free. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday and the Health Quest on Friday. So if you want a Health Quest, sign up for that, and you'll get your first issue tomorrow, absolutely free. So empowering. Share the empowerment. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.